The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. When I think about mindfulness practice, I often think about something I consider a synonym to mindfulness, or a very important element of it, and that is honesty. That honesty is mindfulness out loud. And of course, we don't want to necessarily say everything that's going on in us out loud. But this idea that mindfulness involves an honesty to oneself. It's sometimes said that, it's not always so clear how much honesty we should provide the world if things can be hurtful for people to say things that what we really think. The bride at the wedding asks you what you think of her dress, and it's better not to say exactly what you think. But in Buddhism it said it's never okay to lie to oneself. One should always be honest to oneself. So mindfulness is a self-honesty. We sit down to be honest about what's happening for ourselves here and now. Some people will practice what's called mental noting as part of mindfulness practice. And that's kind of saying to oneself what it is that's happening in the moment. But that's an opportunity for that honesty. Oh, I'm feeling agitated. That's what's happening. Or I'm troubled. That's what's happening. Or, I'm spinning out. And whatever it might be. And with that honesty, with a moment of mindfulness, it isn't that that's the end of the story. Just to note what's happening and then go on to note the next thing. There's the art of mindfulness, or this kind of awareness practice, is to stay present after we clearly know something. We note something, it doesn't have to be verbal or in thoughts, it could be a silent knowing. But we clearly know something. Oh, this is what's happening, as if it's a statement of truth. It could be as simple as I'm exhaling. Oh, this is an exhale. And then after that clarity, oh, this is an exhale. Then stay and almost like that clarity opens the door for you to feel the breeze coming in from outside, or if the breeze arising out of the practice. Stay present, and what happens in the wake of that clarity? It's like you're opening yourself up to feel, okay, what's here now? Don't be in a hurry. So one way to do this, in fact, is with the breathing, is to recognize, for example, the exhale. Oh, this is an exhale. And then be available to feel what arises in the wake of that. And that might be the inhale. Or it might be the inhale is a little bit constricted. So you recognize, oh, constricted in-breath. Now what happens in the wake of recognizing that? Like the recognition is a clearing of the space. Now to feel what follows. It might be the exhale. But it might also be something happens with the constriction. It opens, it softens, it somehow is held in a different way, just by the honesty. So to think of mindfulness practice as a practice of honesty, where we're being with what is, and in that recognition of what is, being a little bit more open to feel it more fully, or be with the present more in the wake of that clarity. And then we do it again and again. So again, with the breathing, it could be kind of, oh, this is an exhale. This is how the exhale is. And then open. And you might feel the inhale, but maybe it doesn't have the same qualitative knowing or recognition or about the inhale. It's just felt intimately in a different way in the wake of that clarity. And then again with the exhale, no, oh, this is an exhale. This is how it is. It's smooth, it's long, it's settling in. And now what's next? And the next moment doesn't have to be known in the same way. It can be felt. What happens in the wake of it? And then a moment of knowing and feeling. Knowing and feeling. Honesty and deeper recognition. So assuming a meditation posture. Lowering your gaze. And if it's comfortable, closing your eyes. And just as you are, recognizing how you are now in the most obvious way. It doesn't matter so much for the purpose of practice how you are now. What matters is the honesty of recognizing it. Recognizing and then being open to sense and feel what follows. For just a few moments and then do it again. The clear recognition. And then to feel or sense what follows means that we're not caught up in the stories, the ideas of what's happening, but we're here for a deeper intimacy with oneself. Taking a few breaths to relax, settle in. And then settling into your breathing, feeling the inhale and exhales. Taking a moment to recognize how you are. A truth-telling. And letting that recognition be an opening to feel the body more fully in how you are. Maybe feeling how breathing is. As you have just made a truth statement about yourself. Practicing honesty of how you are right now. And then following that honest recognition. Feel and sense what follows, how it is in your body as you return to breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider how it's possible to center oneself in the middle of self-honesty. If we clearly recognize how we are, what's happening for us, settle into that or stand in the middle of it. And with that as a foundation, being available to feel, sense, know the world around us. To have a deeper sensitivity to the world. Because honesty puts us in deeper touch with ourselves. The more we're in touch with ourselves, the more we can be in touch with the world. Staying centered in an honest connection to oneself. And then gazing out upon the people in our lives, people we'll encounter today, the world around us, and gazing upon them kindly, with generosity, with care, with goodwill. May all people realize the potential for being at peace with themselves. May all beings realize their potential for abiding in a peaceful heart. May all beings realize their capacity to be safe to themselves, for themselves. May all beings be free of the attachments, the clingings, the resistances that they have. And in doing so, may they genuinely be happy. May they have experience of safety that's inner and outer. May they experience peace in themselves and a peace around them. And may they be free within, and may they experience freedom in the world in which they walk. May all beings be touched by our well-wishing and our friendship. Thank you.